But first,
as I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sit down, for it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan Town.
Cavan, a county for which I have a strong bias, has produced many famous people in the areas of sport, culture and music over the years. But it was also famous for a soft drink called Cavan Cola, a uniquely sweet-tasting black beverage with a creamy Guinness-like head, loved and enjoyed by generations of young Cavan people from the late 1950s until the 1990s when it was taken out of production. Over the years, there have been various campaigns launched to bring back Cavan Cola, but this week, a renewed effort, spearheaded by the local newspaper, the Anglo-Celt, has gained so much momentum online that the local county council has now come on board in support of the campaign to bring back Cavan Cola. And we here on Countrywide, we're supporting the drive. We sent Louise Denver to the Breffni County this week to find out more.
This is a history paper on Cavan Cola.
And this is Cavan playwright Philip Doherty.
What a lot of people don't know is that Cavan Cola actually dates back to pre-Christian times in Ireland and was an ancient Celtic remedy for syphilis. It was invented by Finn McCool, and in fact it was the first thing the great giant invented after burning his tome on the Salmon of Knowledge, as he was in desperate need for a drink that was thirst-quenching, sweet and revitalising, and of course he also needed a cure for syphilis.
Obviously not. It's claimed that in Cavan, Cavan Cola once outsold Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I always remember eating it with Tato. It was kind of like ice cream and jelly, Tato and Cavan Cola. And after community games, football matches, you know, what better to give a 10-year-old child than a load of sugary foods and E-numbers.
The original recipe is decades old, and the editor of the Anglo-Celt, Linda O'Reilly, has been researching it for the past few months.
Originally, Cavan Cola with the K was first introduced by the Coulter and McShane families, who were behind the Cavan Mineral Water Company in the town here. We believe it was first introduced to the market in 1948. It was also very popular in surrounding counties, Leitrim, Monaghan, Longford, Westmeath, Meath, and as we understand, the Finches phased it out. It eventually disappeared sometime in 2001.
There's one place where it's remembered very fondly, in Cavan's top of the town pub, where three vintage bottles sit proudly on the bar.
Man.
Gilbert, what's your memories of Cavan Cola?
When the parents entered the pub, you went in and you might have been very young, like, you know, and I'd always get a Cavan Cola. My father used to, Lord of Mersham, used to drink Guinness, and I used to drink Cavan Cola, same thing. It looked the same, like, you know.
We felt that when we had our bottle of cola that we were competing, you
yeah,
know.
Because the head came
yes,
up on
yes, it. Yes, exactly. Yeah,
a lovely
exactly.
Head on it.
The head stayed
yeah,
on it,
stayed
you
on
know.
It
stayed on it,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was really sweet. Oh, very sweet. You wouldn't want to be getting your cholesterol down now. Or going to swimmer's water.
No. It was absolutely gorgeous, yeah.
But I think it was part of Cavan. Always part of Cavan was Cavan Cola, you know, and I think it would be lovely to get it back.
We enjoyed it when we had it, for you
it's
know.
A big ask. I know it's a big ask to get it back, but hopefully.
But Cavan Cola wasn't just a treat for children. You could say it in part changed the life of one Cavan man.
Let's reunite with puffball skirts, leggings, shiny great suits, skinny ties, fluorescent earrings, meeting at the back of Ballina Community Centre and start a march.
This is a Bebo post from 2007.
From Breffni Park up the new road, call into the tower and say hi, hit the big smoke and circle the doll, demanding that Bertie give us his pay increase to produce this elixir of youth once again.
Before launching socialmedia.ie, Conor Lynch received one of his first lessons in creating a social media campaign.
The tagline is Bring Back the Bubbly, and I was inspired by the Bring Back Whisper campaign, which I'd seen over in the UK. So I thought, oh yeah, why don't we bring back Cavan Cola? So I set up a campaign on Bebo. The first few friends got involved, and then it's kind of snowballed from there, like an early viral sensation where it just spread through Bebo.
Hello, Anglo-Celt, Damon speaking.
And although it was successful, It didn't bring back Cavan Cola. Now it's the Anglo Celt's turn. Linda and her colleague Sean are helping out where they can.
Absolutely every avenue is being explored by the Taste of Cavan Committee at this point in time to see if they can bring it back.
It'd be wonderful if it could come back again, because we're very innovative in Cavan, and if you can travel Cavan, you can travel the world in relation to business. We have pubs in America and Australia and everywhere, and we can make all sorts of brews, and I'm sure we can find a way around to transforming Cavan Cola into a worldwide brand once again.
It would be very important that if we do bring back Cavan Cola, that we can get that flavour just right. Plenty of people have described it as being really, really sweet. Some people said it had a bit of a licorice flavour to it. And some people have even said it's quite close to Captain Morgan and Coke, obviously without the alcohol.
There's only one man who knows the original recipe. One of the former owners, Des Coulter.
Hello, Des.
Hi, man.
Oh, how are you?
Come on in.
Damien from the Anglo Celt and I are invited to his house for a chat.
Well, here, do you still have the recipe, the original recipe?
Yeah.
Do you have it written down anywhere?
No.
Just in your head?
In my head, yeah. Would I give it to you? No.
Des worked in the factory just beside the town for decades.
I worked in the syrup room. What did I do? I mixed all the syrups. Cavan Cola had a very distinctive smell. I loved the business, and it was a challenge. You were living in the fast lane, if you like, running a business like that. You never knew from hour to hour what was going to happen. Whenever I was there, to me, I was so happy. I never thought that things would ever change.
In the early 90s, Finch's bought the family-run business, and Cavan Cola was phased out.
When the place closed, it came as a terrible blow, and the tears, I never cried ever in my life, and yet the tears just flowed.
And to finish with a quote from a druid of the times, I translated as just this morning from an Ogham stone out in Drumcrab, and it reads, "Rise, Cavan Cola, rise and return, and rejuvenate the people of Cavan, the people of Ireland. Inspire another great victory, a victory for all the dreamers." Let's hope that prophecy comes true.
Well, hopefully we'll be seeing Cavan Cola back on the shop shelves and in the bars very soon. That was Louise Denver talking to the people of Cavan and Des Coulter. And for a full exclusive interview with Des, pick up next week's copy of the Anglo Celt, and we'll keep you posted on the campaign to bring back Cavan Cola.